Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Assume we're ready to start, so give me 1 minute.
Okay.
We're reading from the Parsha Shmini, and Section 6, which is titled, Do Not Drink Wine or Strong Drink. We're starting with verse 61. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Yain v'shaykar al tesht ata uvanecha Itach v'gomer, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Migoy Parshita, Da Shamenan, Dena Adav v'Avihu, Dene Adav v'Avihu, Reve Hamra Havo, Bidaz Har Lekahane, Beha, Rabbi Hiya Patach, V'ayim Yisamach, Levav Enosh, V'gomer. Iba'ein Kahana, L'machdel U'ishtacha, B'imhiru, D'yan P'im Yatir Mikola, Amai Asir Lay. Amra deha hedu, be ishtakach nehiru, yan din be ishtakach. Do not drink wine or strong drink, neither you nor your sons with you. Rabbi Yehuda said that from this chapter we learn that Nadav and Abihu were under the influence of wine from the fact that the priests were warned about it. Rabbi Chiya cites that verse, and wine that makes glad the heart of man. If the priest is required to be glad and smiling more than any other man, why is he forbidden wine, which creates joy and smiles? I find it interesting. I was thinking as I was reading this verse, wouldn't it be good if we were to remove wine and strong drink from the world except for the purposes of Kiddusha, like saying the Kiddush, or rituals having to do with spirituality? There's a lot of people who have become addicted to wine and alcohol over the years, over the centuries. It's not a positive thing. We see that from what happens to people who become addicted to it. And yet, it's constantly being promoted to the next generation, to this generation. But this verse in the Zohar directly is asking a very real question. Since wine does make us happy, at least initially, why couldn't we take the supplement? Why couldn't the priest take the supplement if he's feeling low? Why not make himself happy? Because he's supposed to be happy when he does the actions. And I think you can guess what the answer will be, but let's read on to find out. Verse 62. Ela sheruta dechamra chayed bavta sofe atzivu v'yod diyayin mesitra delevae ate me'atar dechamra shere deha oraita dechamra deoraita Nesi Dra Digvura ובסדרה דכהנא מים צלילים נהירים. He answers, wine makes one joyful at first and fattens later. And the priest must be glad all the time. All the more with the wine that comes from the side of the Levites, from the place in which wine abides, namely from the left, from the Torah and her wine are of the side of Geburah, and the side of the priest is that of clear shining water, which is Chesed. So the answer, which I'm sure you guessed, is we get glad, we get happy when we first drink wine, but after a while, the drinking of the wine depresses us. We go into a down cycle. And also, it's clearly explained, wine comes from the left column, and the priest is the right column. And the mixing, when not done in a balanced way, doesn't create the central column. It creates the central column of the negative side. When it's done in a balanced way, it creates the central column. But in the action of the priest, there's no need to be in the center column. The priest needs to be in the frame of right column, in the frame of sharing, in the frame of doing the action in order to cleanse the Israeli who's brought the sacrifice. Verse 63. Rabbi Yose Amar Kohad Ozif Lechavre v'kalil kola da beda uvkich chamra sherei chedvavta begin v'kalil migoy maya uvatar adar le'atre v'atziv v'ragiz v'daim dina. Rabbi Yossi said, each lends to the other, and each includes both things. For the left includes that of the right, and the right includes that of the left. Therefore, wine, being from the left, begins with joy, for it contains water, which comes from the right. Afterward, it reverts to its own nature, to the left, and becomes sad and furious and sentences judgment, as is the nature of the left. This verse is explaining more on how the two different columns, or really the left column, acts within itself. It's well worth understanding this verse. Verse 64. Let me address that. It's well worth to understand this verse. The verse is saying that being in the left column is going to bring you to depression. It's going to bring you down. But actually, there's nothing wrong with the desire to receive. But the desire to receive needs to be balanced. It needs to be fulfilled. It needs to be brought into the frame of the central column. Wine does not do that. Verse 64. Rabbi Abba Amar Meatar Had Nafku Yayim Vishemen Umayim Mayim Vishemen Limina Nat Leib Kachane Viar Telon Vishemen Yatir Mikola Vihu chedbavta shiruta v'siyuma diktiv kashemen hashu al harosh yored al hazakan zaken acharon v'yayin lis mala yer te le yova e le arma kala uzamra vela lishtuk deha hem kamra la shatik leyamin v'shemen b'chashay hu tadir. Rabbi Abba said that wine, oil, and water issue from the same place. Water and oil, which are on the right, are taken by and are the lot of the priests. This is especially so with oil, namely chachma, which is joy first and last, unlike the wine, which ends in sadness, as it is written. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, running down the beard of Aaron. Wine, which is on the left, is inherited by the Levites, so that they may raise their voices in song and not be silent. For wine is never silent, and oil is always noiseless. There's a very large secret in this verse. This idea of oil being noiseless and the wine never being silent. When we speak and embellish our good deeds, when we speak aloud, when we praise ourselves, or even when someone is praising us, which is sometimes nice to hear, of course, all of that is coming from the left column. The left column is strong. Gevurah means strength. It means power. It's coming from a loud voice. The right column, the inner voice that we're trying to hear, is a still, small voice within. This is the voices of Hashem speaking to us. If you hear a voice internally, you ask a question internally, and you get an answer, the first thought that comes to you is so strong and powerful, it's not Hashem speaking to you. Hashem is a still, small voice within. That's what we're trying to connect to in our meditations. Verse 65. Ma ben hai lehai ela shemen de'ihu Bachashai bilchishu tadir ate Nesitra de machashava Dehu bilchishu Tadir vela ishtama Dehu bachashai Bealdahu mimina Beayin dehu learma Kala vela shatik Le'almin ate mesitra ima ve'yirtin le'va'e listar shemala ve'kaymi'atme le'zamra le'arma kala ve'kayme ve'dina u'kich ketir ve'al picham yihye Kori v'kol naga. He asks, what is the difference between oil and wine? He answers that oil is always in secret and noiseless and comes from the side of the thought, which is chachma, which is always silent and unheard, as the thought is unrevealed. Therefore, the oil comes from the right side. Wine is for raising the voice and is never silent. For the one who is drunk cannot be silent. It comes from the side of Ima, namely the left side of Bina. And the Levites who are on the left receive it for singing and raising their voices and are in the aspect of judgment. Therefore it is written, and by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And although it is stated about the priests, it is written, the priests, the sons of Levi, which indicates that because they are from the side of the Levites, by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. The verse is implying a question. In the Torah, it does say, the priests, the sons of Levi. But the priests are the right column, and the Levites are the left column. So what is this all about? And this verse in the Zohar is really revealing an amazing aspect. Aaron, his nature, was a Levite. But through his changing himself, through his working on himself,
that's not